Doc Leeson here, the podcasting beast from the East with the Professor John Gotti, the King of RNG, the Troll Master, the Data Analyzing Ninja. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the conqueror of his own fate, the Terminator, Prof. Adamus, Professor Omega, the cleaner. How you doing there, boy?
You know, I'm definitely doing pretty good. I just continue to be the wise man for our reigning, defending, undisputed podcasting champion, the tribal beast, the head of the table, Los Tranquilo himself, the Sultan of Squat, the Pied Piper of podcasting, the sanitizer, Doc Leeson. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Oh yeah. We had some breaking news yesterday. A lot of breaking news. I don't even know where to really start.
I mean, let's start off with the retirement that was inevitable.
Inevitable. Mm-hmm. Not really inevitable, but, you know, it's a little column A, a little column B. When you really think about it.
He said the line. Of course, folks, we're talking about Thomas Edward Brady Jr., officially through him and not through anyone else, stating his retirement on his Instagram page yesterday. And of course, even though people were lording onto him great accusations on Saturday, it wasn't so much yesterday. And then not too far after the official statement came out, of course, people had to start nitpicking. Doc.
Yeah, the nitpicking was a little immature. I didn't think that it was a big deal. I didn't think it was a big deal. I figured he would want to do something separate for New England. I mean, people, I guess, are upset that he didn't do New England first, but it's like, I mean, they did kind of throw him away at the end, thinking he was done. I think everybody did. Everybody wrote him off, you know. I think him doing the Buccaneer organization first, giving him a chance in his old age to, you know, to come in and learn a new system.
Not only just learn a new system, but, you know, to really show those naysayers.
Right.
You know, that he could still go. And he had himself, I mean, honestly, you know, you kind of talked about it too. He had himself an MVP caliber season.
Right. I mean, for him to walk away on top, you know, is great. I know, yeah. Jalen Ramsey will never forget the fact that, you know, he gave up the last touchdown. And it was a beautiful throw, too. You know, just to show like a culmination of, hey, I still can do this if I want to.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he kind of showed that to everyone last season. Like, it's not like I don't even think he had double-digit interceptions. Has he?
That's a good question. Chris, can we get a number crunch on that? He had 12.
This is what I do, folks.
He had 12. He had 12.
Chris 12 to how many freaking touchdowns?
43.
Okay. That's a pretty good ratio to me.
Outside of the usual, you know, some of the usual suspects, you know, the Aaron Rodgers, I can't count Mr. Wilson because he didn't play the whole season, but a lot of QBs did cut down on the interceptions. But 12, again, probably 5 to 7 of them weren't his fault, you know, but they don't really count those kind of things. But I do like the fact that, you know, we're already kind of, you know, the media's already kind of moved on to say, well, you know, who can replace Tom, right? And we talked about this a little bit, but just a quick list here from Bucs Nation. And of course, obviously, the aforementioned that I've been mentioning since probably last year is Aaron Rodgers.
I'm telling you, if that happens, like,
yeah, yeah, the biggest read of all time.
I'm sending Doc $400 on strike.
Yeah, that's the biggest read of all time. Obviously, you know, you got that. I mean, I mentioned Jimmy G yesterday. I could see that happening.
If Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams both go to the Buccaneers, I'm sending Doc $400.
That's not happening. That can't happen. unless we don't sign Chris Godwin back, and that's something completely different. But yeah, that I don't see that happening. But that would be amazing if he decided to take a big pay cut to come to Tampa to play with Mike Evans, and somehow we kept the band together. That would be fantastic. But I don't see that happening. But we have Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, which I'm not seeing. There's a Derek Carr sighting here. I know, you know, Mr. Sims, you know, mentioned Kirk Cousins, right?
Yikes.
Right. The aforementioned Jimmy G. The list we saw yesterday mentioned Teddy Bridgewater. So that would make some sense. And of course, I said it yesterday. I highly doubt it happens, but if the money's right, maybe they bring Jameis back.
That is possible.
It's highly possible. So the Bucs have obviously Kyle Trask and Blaine Gabbert on the roster. Bruce Arians already said he's comfortable going forward with those two. Jason Light said, hey, you know, we'll see. We're going to explore every avenue. But shout out to Tom Brady. I mean, we 2 years is a good amount of time, you know. Two back-to-back playoff appearances, one Super Bowl, you know. I mean
that's more than what many of the quarterbacks who are playing today were able to accomplish in their entire career. Not any slash to them, but like, you know, it just shows a different mindset, a different beast. You know how everyone talk about the Mamba mentality in the NBA?
Yeah.
You know, maybe we should start talking about the Brady mentality in the NFL.
No, absolutely. I agree.
But as Doc mentioned, people didn't really care about that crap because the big news that dropped yesterday afternoon, one Brian Flores, former head coach of the Miami Dolphins, filing a class action lawsuit against the NFL and several NFL teams. Doc, what is this lawsuit about?
I mean, I think it's something that me and you talked about.
This has been, you know what? You want me to tell you what the perfect analogy of this is? This is exactly what we were talking about when it came to the NCAA and players getting paid underneath the table. It's something we know, but we don't.
Oh,
really,
you mean not
talk
before NIL?
Before NIL.
Boosters and
yes,
such. Okay.
We know it happens. It's just something that isn't put out to the public to know.
You know, and it kind of reminds me. I know you watched that Flemlo video that one day, and he was talking about the movie The Program.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that's a big movie. And I remember a part where, you know, Omar Epps was at a party, and the linebacker received an envelope, and then he received an envelope. And obviously it had money in it. And he's like, hey, I thought we weren't supposed to take any money from boosters. He was like, don't worry about it, man. You know, you might get $1,000 this night, but you start getting some playing time, you're going to get $3,000 to $5,000. And it's like, you don't really hear about it, but obviously these envelopes are being passed around. But the allegation that that's not Cross. What's the name of that owner for the Dolphins? Let me look it up here really quickly here. Why do I keep forgetting these guys? I mean, not that they're important. I mean, I don't really care about the Dolphins, but
Stephen Ross.
That's his freaking name.
I was like, who are you? Like, I know why you said Cross.
Because you just talk about Killian. Yeah, that's probably why it's in my mind. Killian Cross. But
Karrion Kross.
Killian Dane.
Yeah.
Is he on the list too?
No.
Hopefully he doesn't make any lists. But anyway, Mr. Ross was, you know, allegedly trying to pay Brian Flores to tank, which tanking is tough. And that's the part that I don't like. So here's the thing I don't like. So you're telling a guy, hey, I will pay you to tank. And then us fans, like me in particular, you know, I'm going to be like, man, why is that guy getting such a long tenure? You know, he's losing, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the heck is going on? Mm-hmm. But then behind the scenes, they're being paid to lose.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, well, what the bleep? So it's like for him, if he gets paid to lose and then, you know, after that third year gets fired, that's not fair.
And that's what I was going to go with, too.
Yeah, now, that's not
suddenly
fair.
You're tanking because the ownership wants you to. You complete that piece of the job. So now you got draft picks with, you know, some of the top players in college.
For the next coach. In.
But you're really doing that for the next coach.
For the next coach. So now you're a transitional champion. Oh, you're a transitional champion.
A transitional potential champion. Because it doesn't always work.
It doesn't. But in Flores' case, it didn't because, you know, he said, forget that. I'm trying to win.
Yeah. And they could have made it into the playoffs.
They could have. So, you know, each year, I mean, they've gotten better. Like, they compete. And I don't know. That's a tough one. But also, there's the Bill Belichick portion. Obviously, you know, Bill text Brian, like, I heard.
My gut is telling me he did that on purpose.
Who, Bill?
My gut is telling me he did that on purpose.
You think so?
I think so. He won't admit it, but I'm going with my gut. I'm not saying this.
You think it's to get him back in New England, or
I think for him it's more of he understands that Brian Flores is a heck of a coach. Of course, he came from his coaching tree, and he wants him to have a chance. And he's like, "Well, yeah, the Giants would be a great situation. You know, they got rid of both their head coach and GM." They're working with a blank slate. They have an opportunity to get a new QB if they really want to.
Sure.
But then they brought in a GM who already had an idea of who they wanted already. Mm-hmm. Allegedly. And was doing interviews more of a... which is hilarious because we talked about this in the business world, which is insane.
Yeah.
Like, it's more of a... You got to meet this check mark of number of people you have to interview before you make a decision, but you kind of already know who you want already.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think Belichick expected to turn it into a class action lawsuit, but he's like, hey, you know, I just want you to know, like, they already made the decision. So don't go into there thinking, you know, if you have a great interview, you may have a chance. Like, I'm letting you know right now. They already know who they want. It just so happens that it's not you.
Yeah. And I mean, like I said, and there were some other situations he mentioned, you know, John Elway.
Yeah.
The
Broncos brass going into intoxicated, which is a really bad look.
That's a bad look. I mean, obviously, you know, you would need some proof for that, but...
Well, and of course, unfortunately, that situation is hearsay.
Right. And again, I said this, you know, there haven't been any just off-the-wall bad hires. Like, yeah, these are all coordinators, you know, for some pretty successful teams. Yeah. See, I'm saying, there's no Adam Gases here, right? There's no random people just getting hired that you're like, I don't know about that one. You know what I'm saying? But here's a guy, right? Here's a guy who really was turning the corner with the Dolphins, you know, and now you hear that not only was he turning
10-6 last season.
Right. 9-7 or 8-8.
9-8 to end this season.
So you think about it. Here's a guy who turned around a franchise, number one, you know, battled with a quarterback that he didn't want.
Nope.
All at the same time, his owner is telling him to tank. So, you know, and I'm sure the salary cap was, you know, held fist tight, you know, like, hey, don't sign these people. You know what I'm saying? I really want to tank. To get a high draft pick, and it's like this guy still had people going out you would have never known.
Nope.
Remember they're on that Thursday night game? That Thursday night game, they was dominating the Ravens. I know. You know what I'm saying? Here's a guy talking about, hey, we want you to tank. That's doo-doo. You know what I'm saying, Johnny?
This is where we have the situation of it's important to keep your receipts.
Yeah.
And Brian Flores have kept many receipts outside of the Broncos situation. He's kept many receipts, and other coaches are now coming out to speak on the same thing. And this is going to look really bad on the league.
And the problem is that now it's like, and I said this to you yesterday, you know, a team that was looking to hire him, you know, like, what happens now? Like, because now it's going to seem like this is just in response to.
Well, I mean, now it's not really much, you know, that's going to happen because everything's going to be looked at under a huge microscope now. Like, we're not saying that he's, you know, going to become the second coming of, you know, a Belichick or something like that. When to get into a team, like, it's going to take time to mold the team into the way that it happens. But unfortunately, whatever team that hires him on, the media is going to be looking at every single game like, well, you know, that's why they brought him in, because he's a go-getter. Then they lose the game. They're like, well, this is why they didn't bring him in, because, you know, they should probably shouldn't have bring him in because he's too distracting. And it turns.
So we're getting Kaepernick cap watch all over again.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's funny that you mentioned Kaepernick.
Uh-oh.
Because Morton Anderson on his Twitter yesterday, and I don't know Anderson. If you had a chance
punter,
to see
the punter Morton Anderson,
the punter, yes, exactly.
Oh God,
he was asked on Twitter whether or not this situation is similar with Kaepernick, and he said no.
Let me pull it up. I want to. If it's gonna be here, I want to. I want to read it verbatim. You know, if it's still up here, let's see. You know, let's see what you got,
Chris Mortensen. Sorry.
Oh, Chris Mortensen. Okay, the Mort Report.
Yes.
Gotcha. Oh, that might be even worse. But what do you got?
What, as far as what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, it was basically that. He was basically saying that this isn't the same as Kaepernick. Like, he was basically saying that this has more weight compared to the Kaepernick situation.
I agree, because even though Kaepernick was fighting for the cause, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it was about injustice from the policing standpoint, you know, equality on the outside. This is talking about equality on the inside of the NFL. And that's way different. Now we're talking about equality inside and outside. But right now, he hasn't really brought that into the fold yet. Right now, it's like, hey, you know, we're going to these interviews, you know, expecting to get a really fair shot. And that's just not happening. You know, that's just not happening. That's unacceptable. That's unacceptable. But
I can't wait to hear more about what's going on, because it's very, very important.
Yeah. More, and I'm sure more nuggets are going to drop, not the Denver ones, but more nuggets are going to drop, and we'll find, you know, some of the things that come up are probably going to be even more shocking. But hopefully we can get some more real knowledge.
Real quick to add more context for the Chris Mortensen comment. He stated, and he retweeted the Cameron Wolf tweet. He says, the lawsuit filed by Brian Flores is as courageous and, in my opinion, as necessary an action that I can remember in covering 50 years of sports.
Of course.
And someone asked, more than cap? And he said, yes, in my opinion.
Oh, okay. Yeah, way more. I mean, I guess I got told you yesterday, Kaepernick's been fighting injustice pretty much all his life, if you go by what it shows on Netflix. You know, he's mixed, you know, he's adopted to an all white family, you know, he lives in a, you know, pretty, I would say, dominantly white area. He's going and doing things. And then when he goes out, and I watched up to maybe episode 3 or 4, when he's playing baseball, you know, he goes up to these certain towns, and people are staring at him funny, you know, because obviously he's like one of very few Black people. And that's kind of the representation. It's like, you know, we talked about owners, we talked about coaches, we talked about players. Obviously, you know, African-American dominates the player population, mm-hmm. right? But when it comes to coaches, slim, you know, many assistants, a lot of black assistant coaches.
Yep.
But the head coaches very slim.
GMs, yeah. even more slim. Presidents, slimmer. And then owners, nilch.
Zilch. Nilch, blilch, rilch, all the itch that you
also,
can get.
Also, I just got a notification of a Hugh Jackson tweet saying that he stands with Brian Flores and he can back up every word that he's saying.
So well, and somebody.
The receipts are starting to come out there because someone stated that the Browns done this.
I'm sure many teams have done that. I'm pretty sure many teams have done this. And there's no real basis for it either. And that's the part that really stinks. Like, there's no real basis for it. I'm interested to see, you know, what comes out of this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is going to dominate the entire offseason. And I'm kind of glad this is happening before Super Bowl week.
Yes. Agreed. Agreed.
Agreed. So we can spend Super Bowl week really talking about the Super Bowl.
Please. So I guess the last two things here, obviously we talked about Jimmy G a little bit. He's on the trade block officially with the 49ers.
He knows that his days were numbered, so.
And that's fine. I mean, the team's going to get a really good quarterback. You know, you got some quarterback needy teams, obviously the Bucks, and the newly formed Washington Commanders.
Yeah, it's already looking yikes by them, by the way.
Yeah, I think I saw one fan say, "That's it, Commanders. I can't do it. I'm going to put in my fandom."
That is a grain of salt compared to the.
Hold on. I'm going to put my fandom into the transfer portal.
That's hilarious. I like that. That was pretty clever. But this is part where I said, yikes. There is now hashtag let's go commies.
Oh, no. Not commies. Oh, no. Come on.
Yeah.
Come
on. They're now saying let's go commies, followed by please don't arrest me, FBI.
Yikes.
With Yikes. Hashtag take over DC. Like, this is getting bad already. Yikes. And this Yikes. Is just day one.
Day freaking one.
But they're currently, of course, the Washington Commanders are going around DC handing out merch for the Commanders.
Yeah. That just sounds bad. Just as bad as the news we got this morning about that dang groundhog. 6 more freaking weeks of winter, you little sucker.
Depending on the area of the U.S. that you're currently at, please stay safe with the upcoming storm about to hit.
Yes.
Stay inside if you need to, please.
Yeah, we had ours. But Johnny, I know the people heard this podcast on their favorite podcast platform, but if they didn't, they can always go to our website at www.debateamongstfriends.com to review this episode as well as all the previous. Be sure to tune in tomorrow as we go over more news, more analysis, and the reads.